prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 12 February 2020. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We are so glad you're with us. And tonight is going to be you and I, open line Wednesday night. And I have a few things I want to talk to you about first. So for the first half hour, probably just for me sharing some thoughts. We have some very important things to discuss. Scriptural things, spiritual matters that we need to talk about. And hope you'll stay tuned with me. And if you have any input next half hour, you can share, add to what I'm saying or cover your own topic. It's open line tonight, okay? I want to do that. Don't get there very often. But before I forget, tomorrow, of course, is Thursday. If the Lord allows, I'll be in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. Take your phone calls. Just say hi to you or talk to Crystal, place an order, give a donation, whatever you want to do. We'll be here tomorrow for you to communicate with us. And please, we listen to this program live or rebroadcast. Every Thursday, we're in the office. Unless something happens that we don't foresee, we're in the office every Thursday between 9 and 4 to take your phone calls, like I said, and get to know you better. And I want to do that. I truly, truly do. And it may be important from time to time, like tonight, when you can hear the program live. You listen tomorrow, next day, and on rebroadcast. Listen to this very carefully. You can listen to this broadcast live several different ways. One is by going to gsradio.net. That stands for Global Star. gsradio.net. You just click on where it says listen online. And go to star 5 and hit pop-up player. And there I is. I'll be right there. You can go to truthbetoldradio.org. truthbetoldradio.org, and I'm on their live. You listen on the phone at two different phone numbers, 712-770-9418 or 719-718-1679. If you want to listen live, folks, those are options. And of course, we're on shortwave on 6115 every night at 8 o'clock. That's kind of iffy in places. But thanks to Melody Seastrom, we are on that frequency every night, three nights a week. And I hope you appreciate her doing that. And folks, I want to tell you this from the bottom of my heart. Financially, this whole world, but America's going to take a huge hit. I'm not a prophet. But in my spirit, I feel like it's going to be soon. You might want to call Melody and ask her what you can do. Repair for what happens in the future. 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. You might want to call and talk to her, and I do mean that. Now this Saturday, Lord willing, we're going to have Bible study. We're going to finish the lesson up that I started last time, the moral duty. It's not a right to bear arms. It's a duty from God Almighty to be armed. The moral duty to be armed. 11:30 a.m. Eastern. We'll start with current events. than going to Bible study. Now, you can watch us live if you want to, excuse me, by going to PastorButch.com, find where it says live stream down the bottom of the page, and click on that, and there we are. We can listen on the phone if you like at 515-606-5830. That's 515-606-5830. And the code is 895-509. 895-509. You'll see a number on the screen where you can call and talk to us if you like and join the Bible study or the current events. We'd love to hear from you. Please know that you're part of the family. We'd love for you being there. I do mean that. And of course, always give the commercial to the first part of the program because I don't like to be interrupted during the broadcast. We are offering still a very, very important book for truth seekers entitled The Grand Design Exposed. It's $12.95. Now, it's going to rattle your tree some, folks. It truly is. I am not saying I agree with everything in that book, but I understand enough of it to be true to know that there are powers that formed this country beyond the Christian powers even that wanted in this country come about. And they didn't have control over it for a long time, but now they do. A big control of it. Not all of it, but a big control of it. The Grand Design Exposed, $12.95. You can call tomorrow if you want to with a credit card. You can call it 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, you can call 304-846-4448. We also have REM sleep here, folks, $27.95 for anywhere from a month to 3 months supply. If you have trouble sleeping soundly at night or falling asleep at night, or if you have to get up, go to the bathroom, go back to bed, and can't go back to sleep, REM sleep is the answer that you need. It's an all-natural supplement. It's good for you on top of helping you rest. $27.95 available here. We're still offering all four of the flags. And folks, I'm asking you, please, if you're a true believer in Jesus Christ, please at least fly the Christian flag somewhere on your property, your front porch, or in the window of your home. It's $15 plus $2 shipping to get sent to you. When you order the Christian flag, you order four of them, give them to you $13 a piece plus $2 shipping. We also offer the colonial flag, the Don't Tread on Me flag, and the Christian Confederate symbol of the St. Andrew's Cross and the Confederate flag. All those $15 a piece. If you buy order one, all four of them, they're mix and match four of them. $13 a piece plus $2 shipping per flag. And we want you to have them, but especially the Christian flag. Don't forget, our webmaster has got up a new donation place on our website. You can donate now through Donor Box. What a blessing our webmistress has been. PastorBush.com is looking really good. Really, really good. Donor Box is on there. You go in there and type on that. Type on donate. There it is. Donor Box. Donate, if you like, online. We're still offering a free case of food and filter. If you need it, write and tell us. Now, folks, there is no shame in asking for something if you need it. We want to help. That's what our ministry does. You need a case of food? Tell us why. You need water filter? Let us know why. Just write us. You need the address? You call tomorrow. Give you the address. And the book on cremation is a Christian. Folks, that's a vitally important book for a lot of people that are confused on that issue. It's only $5. It's worth getting it. And share it with your friends, please. And backyard medicine. We just got the whole shipment today. We've got a whole shipment of them in the day. Backyard medicine, $24.95. Springtime is coming, praise the Lord. And you're going to be amazed at what you have on your property. I don't care if you live in a town or out in a farm. What you have there that you can use to make medicine out of and to actually eat and feed your family healthy food. All full color pictures, ready to go out of here for $24.95. That includes shipping. Hope you take advantage of it, folks. I really do, because I'm trying my best to help as best I can. I really am. And I don't know what else to say except we're being off tomorrow, like I said, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Now, I want to talk to you about, this is a serious conversation, and you can call in a little bit and share your thoughts on it or other thoughts. It's tonight's open line. It's up to you. But I'm amazed. I'm totally amazed, my friends, at the ignorance and the outright stupidity of the American people in a lot of different ways. And the apathy that we have allowed, tolerated evil among us to the point it has become today in this country. And I'm amazed, too, that people that we'll say are normal people, that maybe those that call themselves believers in Jesus Christ, don't see the real problem. Maybe a lot of them do, but they're not speaking up about it at all. They're not sharing it with anybody. They're not sharing their faith with anybody. But our leaders, I don't care whether it's President Trump or I don't care who it is, don't want to know the real reason our nation's going to hell. They don't want to know it. You can't tell them this. Believe me, I've talked to some of them personally, not Trump, but I've talked to senators and congressmen personally. They may agree that what I'm saying is true, but they won't stand. They won't stand in the gap and try to make this truth a reality. Psalms 9:17 plainly tells us that all nations that forget God turn into hell. The answer to our destruction, the answer to our damnation, the answer to the evil among us, the answer to our immorality, the answer to the murders in schools and murders in malls and murders of cops, the answer to all this, the answer to murdering children, unborn babies, the answer to fornication and adultery, the answer to homosexuality, the answer to all these things are simple, really, really simple. It's the Word of God taught to children from the time they're old enough to understand English, or whatever language you're going to speak, from the time they're old enough to understand the truth and morality from the Word of God, that's the problem. Our nation's turned from the Word of God and being turned into hell. Think about this a little bit, people. Think about this. If you were alive back in the 60s, when they took prayer out of school, the nation was still somewhat normal. Within 10 years, they were murdering babies in the womb. And the nation started falling apart big time in the late 60s and early 70s, right on through and down to the 2020. Morally corrupted to the core. Putrid, pus-filled society that's just is exploding in filth and degradation. Because we, you and I, have kept our mouth shut for two, and I say this politely, damned long. We're afraid to speak up. We might lose a friend, might lose a family, we might lose a job, but we don't give a hoot, and you know we're about losing our souls, do we? To deny Christ before man, Matthew 10, it's for him to deny before his Father. That's damnation, my friends, that's damnation. But you know, in the book of Psalms, chapter 14, actually in verse 1, it says that the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. They said they become corrupt, they become immoral, they become unjust, they become wicked, they become vile, ignorant. Brutish, the Bible calls it. Brutish means stupid, insensible, bestial. They start doing abominations that the last generation wouldn't have dreamed of. Because they've denied there is a God. Have you ever stopped to think about this, my friends? Now please, I'm talking to all of you, whether you believe or not. If you don't believe there's a God, if you don't believe in Jehovah God, Yahweh God, if you don't believe in your son, Jesus Christ, Joshua, the Savior, if you don't believe in them, if you don't believe there's a creator, a divine creator of all things, if you don't believe that, then life is basically meaningless to you and to society as a whole. If you believe man just appeared or just come out of a big bang somewhere or evolved out of a piece of slime under a rock somewhere in a river and all this, and all creation, all the rivers, all the oceans, it just happened to happen. Not only are you a fool, you're a damned fool. That's your Bible, folks. A fool is damned to hell if he denies there's a God. People say, my preacher, you're hard sometimes. Folks, our souls, your soul depends on me telling you the truth. This is not, as a song says on our theme song, I've played that song for going on 27 years. This is not a game we're playing. We've lost the soul of our nation. We're losing the souls of our children because we deny there is a God. If there's no God, then no life is important. If all we do is we're born by accident, we die by accident, we just wither away and get old and die. There's no afterlife. There's nothing after this life. Who gives a hoot what we do in this world? Be evil, be good, your choice. It makes no difference. You're nothing but an accident that happened to appear one day. All two people come together and they had intercourse and, look what happened. My goodness. You just evolved out of that. And here you are. You have no purpose. There is no God. You have no part of you that's worth living. You live because that's what you do till you die. It's no big deal. If you help somebody along the way, that's fine. If you kill somebody along the way, it's no big deal because life without a creator is worth nothing. There's no purpose to it. There's no design to it. There's no direction to it. There's nothing to hold together without the moral teachings of the Word of God. There are no moral absolutes, and there's nothing right or wrong. Except when man decides is right or wrong, and what man decides what's right today and persecutes those who don't believe the way they do will change tomorrow because man's ideas will change tomorrow. What was morally wrong 50 years ago with homosexuality and murder of children, what was morally wrong and considered taboo, adultery, fornication, and filthiness of all kind, today become acceptable and law according to man's law. Simply because we have denied there is a God and that we're accountable to Him, eventually and inevitably we will answer to a divine being that created us and gave us His Word to live by. Yet we wonder why society's falling apart. We wonder why our children are become rebellious. We wonder why our children are doing drugs and alcohol and illicit sex. Why are they coming out claiming to be girls when they're boys and vice versa? Why is that? Because Psalms 14:1 said we would turn into corruptible things. We would do abominations before God, before nature itself. Nature itself, quoted Romans chapter 1, teaches there is a God. And nature itself that teaches that homosexuality doesn't work. If it did, we'd have no more deer in the woods. We'd have no more cattle. No more chickens. No more eggs. But see, we humans, we call ourselves human, I hate to use that word, but we people, supposedly God's crowning creation, we're given the ability to choose and decide for ourselves. As a whole, this nation decide there is no God. Instead of repenting and turning back to God as a people, even the churches don't do this. Instead, the churches crying out to the Lord God Almighty, please forgive us, Father. Give us courage to stand up and stand in the gap. Let us cry aloud and spare not. Lift up a voice like a trumpet and show the people their transgression. We won't do that. We don't want to get involved. Our family they're ostracized. They won't talk to us anymore. And I might lose my job if I speak up about morals in the workplace. Let me tell you this, people. Yeah, I know. I know it's dangerous today. I realize that. I know it's dangerous. I know that you can speak up in the workplace about something that's moral and offend somebody and they'll get you fired. I know that. I'm not saying that lightly. I know that. But it's an obligation to keep a job or obey God. What did Acts tell us? Book of Acts tell us. To obey God or men. We let it get this far. We let it get this bad. We, you and I did, by keeping our mouth shut and going along with it. And then we're going to pay hell to get it back, if we get it back at all, which I doubt. But that does not excuse us from standing for the truth. You see, instead of turning to God, we turn to politics. We turn to politicians. We cry aloud, oh, we got to get Bernie in. We got to get Trump back in. Oh, no, we got to get Pete Buttigieg in, the homosexual deviant pervert. The one who has relations with other men in ways that we won't begin to talk about on the air. He's running second in New Hampshire. You know, people, it's really sad those people are allowed to walk the streets. But what's even sadder is we have supported them, or maybe even worse, we believers kept our mouth shut and let it get this far along. Who do you think is going to answer for this one day? Oh, yeah, I guarantee you. Let Pete Buck guy repents. He's going to hell and going to burn a long time because of this. Because of this abomination. I don't believe in hell, preacher. That's fine. You won't be there very long until you do. Move on now. Or when we stand before our Savior and he says, why didn't you speak up and do as I command you in Matthew 28? Why didn't you disciple the nations and teach them my laws? We're going to say, well, you know how it is, Lord. I mean, we had people that wouldn't like us if you did that, and we may have lost a job, and we know that you couldn't feed us unless we had a job. Yeah, that's I'm telling you the truth. I know it's making you angry, but I really don't care. I'm telling you the truth. You know, Jeremiah 17:5 warned us by putting our trust in man and turning from God. He warned us. We make flesh our Savior. He warned us. But we did it anyway. And now we're slaves to the leaders he put over us. Nehemiah chapter 9. You say, oh, we live in America. We're not slaves. Yeah, we're just like the Israelites were in Rome. We were never slave demon. They were slaves to Rome. That's the truth. But we're enslaved up to our eyeballs. You can't do anything without permission from Caesar. Have to have a license to travel, a license to get married, a license to do a business, a license for this. All these are controlled. You have to pay tax on everything you own. You never own anything because you don't own your home if you don't pay the tax. You cannot travel in your car unless you pay a tax on that. You own nothing, people. We have been fooled and deceived by the wicked, by the cunning of Satan to believe that we're free people living as slaves. Over half what we earn is taken by our masters. We're worse off than sharecroppers were in the medieval times. And this is America today. Be called, be turned back on God. Psalms 9:17. You know, several years ago, I was in our bathroom shaving. I'd get ready to go to work or do something. My dad had my mind on something. And I was standing there shaving, and the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart and said, I want you to look up the word peace in Daniel 8:25. Well, now, I know what peace means. It means absence of war. And it says it, but it says that he'll destroy many through peace. Talking about the Antichrist, the beast system. Will destroy many through peace. Well, I said, I understand that. It means that he's going to force people to live among themselves in peace. If he's not, he's going to kill them. He's going to use the peacekeeping forces to destroy the nations that won't follow his lead. That's what it means, right? Holy Spirit can speak in my heart. Go look up the word peace in Daniel 8:25. Well, I've learned over the years, there's no point in arguing with the Spirit of the Lord. Give in, because he'll keep after it if you do. So I did. I come back down, sat down, I'm down behind my desk where I'm right now. Looked up the word peace in Daniel 8:25. And I was astounded. By the way, the concordance number, the strong concordance number is 7962. Now, the word peace is in the Old Testament or the Bible hundreds of times. It's the only place I found that is defined under the number 7962. All the other words, peace, mean something else. And what I found in Daniel 8:25 was this, the word peace. This is what it actually means. Now please pay attention, because this opened up a whole new world of Christ's teachings to us. I didn't get on my chair for 4 hours working on that lesson. 4 hours, folks, in this chair. Worked with that one word, and they developed from there. The word peace means genuine or false security. He destroys many through genuine or false security. But it goes on. He destroys many through prosperity, through quietness, through abundance. He destroys the world, many in this world, during the beast system because of false security, prosperity, quietness, and abundance. That made more sense than what Hosea chapter 4, verse 6 and 7 said. Hosea said in chapter 4, said, because you've forgotten me and my laws, I'm going to forget your children. That's in your Bible. The next verse, 17, said, the more they increased, the more they prospered, the more they forgot me. Oh, that tied right in Daniel 8:25. Of course, Jeremiah 17:5 even made more sense then, didn't it? Don't put your trust in man. Made a whole lot more sense. And would you believe that the middle chapter of the Bible and the middle verse of the Bible, I'm going to look it up so I can read to you exactly what it says. So you hear the pages flip, you know what I'm doing. I don't want to miss a word on this because it's important. The middle chapter of the Bible is in Psalms. Psalms 118. The middle verse of the Bible. Now, what a coincidence this would say this. Verse 8, 118:8 in Psalms, middle verse, middle chapter. It is better to trust in the Lord, Yahweh, than to put confidence in man. Oh my gosh, people, what a revelation it was to me when the Lord said, look up the word peace. Christ said, you can't trust God, and you can't serve two masters, God and mammon. You can't serve material things and serve God. So every time we deny him by not saying anything when we should, no matter what the cost, we're serving man, aren't we? But after seeing this scripture and seeing this verse and looking up and realizing that even in the very middle of the Holy Bible, he tells us once again, don't put your trust in man. Put your trust in the Lord. As you can see, I didn't cover a lot of news tonight in this part. I didn't want to. We talk about a lot of things happening, folks. Chaos everywhere. Pestilence. Earthquakes. Floods. All these things, as prophesied in Matthew 24 and other places, are coming about. We could cover all those, but that's not important tonight. It's important, but it's not the important point I'm making tonight. All these things are happening. Economic distress. Pure insanity. Deuteronomy 28, the Lord God said, I will smite them with madness. Insanity is growing every day. People are on drugs trying to keep their head together. Now, you know that's true. We put our children in school on drugs like Ritalin and Prozac. That actually makes them do insane things like murder other children. Oh, but we trust man's medicine more than we trust the laws of God and His Spirit to lead us. They didn't have Prozac when I was growing up, or Ritalin, either one. No, there weren't any shooting in school, and we had guns in the school because I took up a school myself. No one was shot. No one was harmed. We got up and we had a prayer together. The whole school prayed together. We had Bible study together. They had a Bible course, actually, in high school. A lady named Mrs. Redgard taught that class. She's still alive. She must be at least near 100 years old now. But she taught that class. No one was stabbed in school. Not where I was. As far as I know, never a shooting in school. When I was in probably this fifth grade, maybe, I think, fifth, maybe sixth, I don't remember. A short guy named Steve Slaniger, a little short boy, even then he's short compared to the rest of us, brought his dad's M1 Garand. If you don't know what M1 Garand is, look it up. It's a huge rifle. It's used in World War II. An 8-shot semi-automatic rifle. It's like carrying a log. He brought that to school and showed it as show and tell. No one cried, no one flinched, no one ran. Was no danger. Back at the break. If you want to call, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Humana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store foods available for all the right reasons. Go to themana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we are back, and I'm going to take phone calls in a second. We have three lines tonight. Only one caller so far. Fill them up if you want to talk to me. People, I know sometimes what I preach is it comes across maybe as being hard and harsh. I don't mean for it to, but I have to tell the truth. And the Word of God, by the way, does cut. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. It really is. It does cut you. But if you let it cut you, it'll also heal you. I mean, that's all there is to it. It has the capability of showing where you're wrong, but it also got the capability of healing you and making you whole again. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the one who can convert you, take you from the kingdom of darkness and put you in the kingdom of light. If you don't know who that is and what I mean, you need to call me. You can call tonight if you want to. I don't mind. I'll talk to you on the radio about it at 844-769-2944. Or you can call Mar in the office at 800-777-4403. Love to talk to you about that. I really would. People, listen. I've had many people say, well, preacher, you get on the radio and you talk to thousands of people, and actually around the world. You have no fear. Well, that's not entirely true. I do have some fear. I fear that I'll leave out something that the Holy Spirit wants me to say because I won't be listened to close enough. I don't fear man. I just don't want to fail my Father. I don't want to fail you by lying to you. Whatever you see in me that even sounds halfway good is not me, it's my Savior. Being born again, folks, in the Spirit of God is not an option if you expect to serve Him. Going to church will not save you. Being baptized will not save you. Speaking in tongues won't save you. Only conversion in Jesus Christ and trusting in Him with all your heart. True godly sorrow for what you've done. Asking for forgiveness in the name of Jesus Christ. Praying to the Father to forgive you in His name. He'll do that. And He will take you and heal you. He will give you something you never had before. A hope and a peace that this world can't take away. And I wish I could explain that to folks. People, I see, I have to for what I do. I see and I study the scriptures. I understand some prophecy when what happens to a nation forgets God, turned into hell. I know that. I see what's happening around the world because I have to do that also. That's my part of being a pastor and a leader, prayerfully, a leader that will glorify our Father. But warn the people of what I see coming. That's what I do. So I see the bad side every day and I become angry over it. I become frustrated. I become sometimes even a little discouraged. So I get to think about what my Father's promised me. People say, well, how can you be jolly and laugh, and how can you go to sleep at night? And because I have a peace that's part of the fruit of the Spirit. I have a peace and a joy that the world can't touch because it didn't give it to me. No, I'm not always happy. I'm not always content with what I see happening, but I'm content in Christ. I'm so content with my brothers and sisters in the Lord that I get a fellowship with once in a while. This coming Saturday, I get to be with my brother, my physical brother, my brother Dick, Richard, but Dick's what I call him. He's also redeemed by the blood of Christ. I get to be with my spiritual brother, Phil Hudock, who's a close to me as my natural brother. Fellowship with him and with Joe and Kelly and Steve and others. I get to spend time with them. They love the Lord. And they're just like me. They're not perfect people. But they're trying to learn. They want to do what's right. And folks, as this world gets darker, and it is, the Bible says to go out and work with light. Because darkness comes, no man can work. It's coming to this world very quickly, especially here in America. The hour of darkness is coming in so quickly that people become more and more blinded. And the sad part is they don't know they're blind. They grow up around the dark and think they have eyes to see. But they don't. They don't have ears to hear. Very few of them do. But you see, that's not my job to decide who does and who doesn't want to hear and who doesn't want to see. My job is to tell the truth. Let the Holy Spirit work at the hearts of those who will see and listen and bring to her Father. That's the only thing I do, folks. I'm just a vessel. I'm just a vessel, just like you or anybody else. Don't think because I'm a preacher, I'm on the radio, or I've written a few books, whatever, that I'm something special. Well, I'm not. I'm just a servant. I'm just doing my job as best I understand it before my Lord. I'm working right now on the third volume of the book I started. Two books are written already on the words of wisdom and instruction from God's Word. I'm just getting started. It's going to be a little while yet. But I'm working on a third of them because the Holy Spirit says, write this, and I write it. He says, preach this, I preach it. He says, teach this, I teach it. I have complete confidence in Him, in my Father in heaven, and my Savior, and the Holy Spirit. But I have no confidence in myself except in Him. And I have faith that He will guide me because I want to be guided by Him. Next month will be 27 years on the radio. Did we turn the nation around? Obviously not. But were souls brought to the kingdom? Obviously so. Very true. And all my job is what Apostle Paul's job was, or Stephen's job was, or Luke or Matthew, to preach the gospel, to be faithful in season and out of season, and glorify Christ in my word and deed, and do my best to reach people all over this country. That's all I'm here for, around the world. Well, let's start first with the brother Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in.
Hey, Butch.
Hey, Mick.
I'm still having that problem here in this.
Yeah, I know you still need some money to pay your bills. I know that. I know it. Folks, if you have
bills. $2 spare. Sorry, Mick. Go ahead.
It's all right. Mick needs only about $500 to get heat back in his home. And I've had $500, I'll send it to him.
$500,000. But it's for a stupid
$500,000? $500,000. Okay, gotcha. Okay. And folks, I wish, if I were a rich man, you'd have it already, Mick. But folks, if you have $20, $30 spare and you send it to me, I promise you'll get to Mick. Now, Mick, you got donations sent already, right?
I got the first one.
Okay, the other one's on the way. They should be there. It's sent out last Thursday. They should be there anytime. But folks, if you want to help Mick, try to get his heat back in his house. I think it's a worthy cause. You just call tomorrow, and if you don't have an address, and we'll give it to you. We'll see that he gets some money, I promise. What else are you in mind tonight, Mick?
Well, somebody spotted Planet X just recently. Have you heard about that?
I've heard about it, yes.
Never.
I've heard about it.
Now then.
Yep, I've heard about it.
Now, this is probably the same thing. It went over Egypt. Caused all that fire there, put it like that. Under God's commission.
Well, I can't speak on that with any kind of authority. I've read about it. I read about the Planet X. That's been spoken about for several years now. But I don't know enough about the same thing that, you know, it would make any sense. I just know I've read about it.
But, you know, I guess Tom would tell me that. But 1986, it was Halley's Comet when it flew over. Then there was another in 1996, another in 1997. Nothing happened.
Yeah, I remember those.
But it's an omen to those who are non-Israelites. But if they don't want to believe it, that's their problem.
Well, you know, he's called all men to repentance. He's called all men to repentance. Mick, he has kept me on the air for what little I can do for a long time, trying to get people to understand repentance is key. I don't care who you are, black, white, pink, or purple. Christ died for your sins. Repentance is key to salvation. And Mick, if I didn't have Christ in my heart with what I see going on, I can understand why some people go get drunk. You try to hide from it. If I didn't have the hope of Christ in my heart, it'd be rough now. Really rough. Really rough.
But not all have been saved.
No, I know they haven't. Right? You're very right. But it's because they haven't chosen to be. They don't want. They want to profess it, but they don't possess it.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the cursed ones. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry.
Cain,
I didn't catch
Canaan,
it.
Cain, Esau, and whatnot.
Well, there's some of the Satan children are here now. We know that. They're among us.
Yeah.
They have been since the beginning.
Boy, are they here big time.
And you know what's really sad? These are a lot of these ones that are in office that we're turning to help us. That's Bible. Because they're going to turn to the Antichrist, right? They're going to turn to the Antichrist because he's going to have some answers. So this is nothing new. We're turning to men who are actually heathens, to trust in to fix things.
Well,
man can't fix it. Can you believe that people are actually reporting that homosexual out in the closet? Pervert. Oh my. Oh, my. Mick, I got to jump. That call's going to be a good call.
Okay,
thanks for being there, and I'll probably talk to you in the office tomorrow, buddy. Have a good night.
Okay, sure.
And, folks, again, if you want to help Mick get heat in his trailer, his home, let us know, please. Let's go next to Pastor Sam. And, Pastor Sam, I forget where you're calling from. Where are you calling from?
I'm all over. I'm in Texas right now.
Okay. All right. Come on in, sir.
Thank you. You know, I love your intro where you sing, "This Means War." And
right.
I just like to remind America that we are on the verge of war. There's a lot happening in the world. And, you know, there are a lot of times, actually, in the Bible where the Lord empowered his people to rise up and stand for their lives. And so guess what?
Of course.
It's getting ready to happen. It happened in the book of Esther a couple times. It's getting ready to happen for our hemisphere.
You know, Pastor Sam, that... Whenever David sinned, when other kings sinned, even though they were kings, there wasn't a republic or democracy. The king ruled by absolute authority. But when the people allowed the kings to sin, God punished the people, didn't he?
He caused a sword to go through their land. And a lot of times that was a punishment. But, you know, after being pushed around and pushed around by a bully, the time that we get to stand for our lives and to clean out the swamp, it's a really glorious occasion. And I just want to prepare the audience to stand in prayer in the dark day when there is war and battle, because it's really coming very, 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 very soon.
I think you're right. You know, and it's our duty. It's not a right to protect yourself. It's a duty to do that and glorify our Father. It's our duty before Him and our brothers and sisters. I don't know if you know this or not, but 9 states, including West Virginia, now this is a fact you can find on the internet, has formed a coalition, we'll call it, a regional coalition of the Second Amendment sanctuaries. 9 states, Mississippi, Kentucky, West Virginia, and some others around us have made a pact that we will be the 9 states, they'll become a region of Second Amendment sanctuaries.
That's great, because we're going to need them. And, you know, this is what happened in Venezuela, is they took all the guns. Maduro took all the guns. And, you know, the interim president of Venezuela that Trump pointed out at the State of the Union speech and said, this is the legitimate president, He just went home to Venezuela today, and the communist government knows they can't touch him, but they had a whole angry mob to beat him up and tear his shirt and arrest his uncle. And all that happened today. So these are the rumblings of war. The Marines are going in, the airborne's going in, and we're going to clean out this nest of communism and Russian, the Russian and Chinese support for all these insurrections. This is where the migrants are coming from. Not that they're bad people, but they're propagandized. When a person's kept like a dog and they're trained in Pavlovian manner and they have to do certain things and say certain things to survive or to eat, then it changes their mind. And so we're going to clean out the nest where all that starts in our hemisphere. And it's happening very, very soon. Everybody gird yourselves up and remember that when the Lord called his son out of Egypt, they went up harnessed. They went up armed. It is fundamental to our faith. It's not extra.
Amen. Good point. Okay, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Have a good time, Texas. Okay, talk to you soon. You know, and what he's saying about cleaning up the nest, I don't know what's going to happen out there or not. I believe personally that Mitch Duman's prophecy about America going to Civil War, then being attacked from the South is going to happen. I believe that's part of it. But you see, I believe the scriptures teach us that a nation forgets God's turning into hell, and in 2 Kings 24:4 says the nation that slaughters innocent will not be pardoned. That's in your Bible. I'm just telling what the book says, folks. And Brother Sam may be right on that. I don't think so personally, but see, he's my brother. We can talk things over without getting mad at each other. But we agree on the one point, that our God is sovereign. He alone is sovereign. Our God does not give mankind rights. He give mankind duties. We can call them rights if you want, nothing wrong with it. But they're duties to do, and then blessings follow. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? He alone has rights. He's the creator of all things. He is sovereign above all kings, over all kingdoms. He is the one that rules in the affairs of men, even though we think that he's no longer with us. Believe me, folks, his will is being done on this earth. He'll take the wrath of men and get glory out of it and destroy the rest of it. That's in your Bible also. Don't think that our God's lost control. He hasn't. And lines are open and they're not ringing. I don't get it. I just don't get it. Open line and nobody's calling. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Maybe nobody listens to me anymore. Maybe people think I just finally lost it and this up and let me in the dust, so to speak, and forgot about it. Maybe that's what I did. If it is, it is what it is. But I'm going to tell you the truth as best I can as long as I live. And folks, I don't claim to be a prophet. But I tell you now, I can see the future because the Bible tells it to me. I can predict what's going to happen to America because it's in the Bible. And by the way, America literally is in the Bible. Now, I don't want time to get that tonight, but it really truly is. Don't be deceived, but believing that we're not part of prophecy. We play a big time end role in prophecy, and it's not necessarily good, to tell you the truth. But a nation at one time was a light up on a hill, taking the gospel to the world. Now it's missionaries coming to America trying to reach us. That is America today. Let's go to Wisconsin and talk to Brother Dino. Dino, come on in. Welcome, sir.
Yeah, what you're saying, brother, what you're saying is all based on Scripture.
It is.
You're correct.
It is.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine, yes.
Yeah, the false peace, brother, is in the Bible in about 10 or 15 verses, and when they say peace, peace, sudden destruction shall come. And guess what, Butch? That can also mean spiritual peace, not only, opposite of war, right?
Sure. Well, you know, that's very true. And the peace we talked about, of course, it can be physical peace, but the peace I'm talking about now mostly is spiritual peace. You know,
you're right.
But the kind of peace that destroys us is a peace where we're maybe absence of war and we're prospering. That's what Satan uses to destroy us. We forget about God and turn to our own ways.
You're right, because the research will clarify, folks. It can be documented. The USA is a diverse nation in the book of Daniel. We are the fourth beast. We are the Babylon along with Israel. I'm convinced of that with proper research. You know, Butch, we have over 320,000 churches in America. You know that, right?
Oh, yes, I do.
They're all incorporated, and they're all mentioned in Revelation chapter 17. That can be proven, too, if people will just study.
Well, you know, the way you tell a true believer, Christ told us in Matthew 7, you'll know them by the fruits, right? Know them by the fruits.
Yep.
You look at the so-called churches today, show me their fruits as far as standing against evil. Now, they may feed the hungry, and that's all wonderful. That's great. They feed the hungry, maybe, and take care of the poor. But how about standing in the gap against evil and helping people understand that being a murderer, a homosexual, or an adulterer, or a fornicator is sin? How about teaching that for a change?
Nope. You're right, because there's numerous churches here in Wisconsin, dozens that are already now having homosexuals preach from the pulpit. The guy who's running for the Democrats, his name is Pete. I won't say his last name. He's married to a man. That's pathetic. And I have a question for you. Can you hear me yet?
I can hear you, yes.
Good for you. You know, the second book you wrote on wisdom,
yes.
Do you have a bunch of available yet?
Yeah, we do. We do.
Good, because I'm going to order some here. Me and a friend of mine are going to get probably, I don't know how many, probably next week. So can you put some aside for me, please?
Yeah, sure can. If they run out, I'll order some more. And by the way, I don't want to sound like I'm being shameless here, but are the books worth $12.95?
Oh, heck, whatever you can sell for it, make a profit, friend, because if you want to mark them down to $10, that would be fine. I don't know. It's up to you.
Well, but what I'm saying is, are they worth it?
Oh, yeah. Over here in this neck of the woods, if you go to a bookstore, it's about $60 for a King James Bible.
Yep. Well, are they worth reading? Are they worth your time?
Oh, definitely, yep. It's called investing in the Word of God, friend. Instead of going to the Super Bowl, get this much, and pay $8,000 to watch for a Super Bowl ticket. That's what the tickets cost this year. Come on.
Well, you know, I like to think that the little books are written in plain English and build on Bible. That's what I try to write them as. I write them simple enough that I can understand them, that I know everybody else can too. So I hope, and thank you for making the compliment that you want to order more of them. That makes me feel good. I'm glad they blessed you.
Yeah, thank you very much, because I'm going to get some more down the road, because right now we do have about 150 versions of the Bible in the country, and the only one that should make any sense is the King James and the Geneva Bible.
Amen.
We know that.
I agree. Dino, got another call. Remember, I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call. Yep. Thank you, brother. All right, let's go up to the way up in Yankee country. Let's talk to George in New Hampshire. Come on in, George.
Hi, Pastor Butch.
Hello, George.
You know, I noticed you mentioned that candidate who came in second there, Buddha,
yes.
Buddha, whatever you want to call him.
Butt guy.
Yeah, he looks a little strange, but I'll tell you, I found out something else about him, as if it could even be worse. He's for killing the babies after they're born.
Oh,
too.
Yes. Yes, he is. And by the way, the CIA is backing him. Some of the CIA, and I can prove this, he's been seen with CIA handlers. He's been backed by the CIA. Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you something, too. I think they claimed he was a veteran, but they said that he didn't have to go through basic training, and they don't even think. Have you heard that too?
He's supposed to be a veteran,
but they claim that it sounds like he's a creation. Like, in other words, he didn't go through basic training. You and I went through basic training, and I never heard of somebody not going through basic training, and the next thing you know, he's an officer and other things. But you know what he reminds me of, too? I won't go on and on about it. One other thing aside, with Mick, maybe we can all get together and basically come up with some heating solution for him where... I don't know if he's got oil, heat, or whatever, but my feeling is there's enough things around, whether stoves or other things, that it might be worthwhile in the long run for him to invest in a small stove, that he can burn different things in, even if it's a pellet stove, something that basically will lower his bill, where in others he can afford it and make payments on the long term, you know?
Well, his problem is he lives in a motorhome. His house burnt down and couldn't rebuild it. So Coach Dave got a motorhome. He lives in a motorhome. He's got to have it. It's got to run on electricity. It's the only thing he has that works. That's the problem.
All right. No, I would just... we'll see what we can do. But the other thing I'll just say, Butch, is that, hey, look at, remember, you thought you were going off the air before Trump was coming in. Now here it is 4 years later. You're still on the air. Thank God for Melanie. And at the same time, you're on shortwave. You picked up a couple extra stations. And, I mean, I got to give it to you. You're plugging, and like I said, you're following the Holy Spirit. But it's the old saying, God may close a door, but he opens a window.
That's true. That's true. And I'm not in charge of that. You know what I mean? I just try to follow. I just try to do it the best I can, just like you do, George. You and I are comrades in arms, literally, in the spiritual warfare. So we got to stand together.
Well, like I say, there's what do they say, Pastor? Leave with this. They say for all the thousands that are hacking at the branches, there's maybe one hacking at the roots.
Cutting at the roots. That's very true.
You're one of the persons. You're hacking at the roots. And a lot of other people, like I say, you know, many will come to him in that day. And like I say, we don't make that choice. We make the choice to follow him as best we can. But in other words, he decides whether we truly followed him. And like I said, I'm glad to see the Holy Spirit is working. And like I said, I'm glad to see you there, brother. And like I
Thank
said,
you.
I think you're going to outlast Trump myself, but that's me.
All right. Thanks for the call, brother.
All right, brother.
Talk to you
Take
soon.
Care. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go next, though. Hi, and talk to your brother, Addison. Addison, come on in.
How you doing, my pastor?
I'm doing well, sir. I really am.
Hey, I want to have a praise report for today.
Okay.
I worked pretty daggone hard today. And my wife fed the steers and cleaned out the barn and brought wood in and had fried chicken dinner when I got to the house.
Yeehaw. Oh, my gosh. You have got a rough life. Anyway, go ahead.
Hey, there a couple weeks ago, I noticed on your website that you got this new thing on there called the Forum.
Yes, yes. I'm just not looking. Hey, we're on time. I'm sorry. I didn't know it was that late. I'm sorry, Addison. Thanks for the call.
Catch
though,
you
okay?
later, Pastor.
All right. Folks, yeah, we have a forum on the website. I'm learning how to use it myself. If you want to say anything to me, you can. Go to the website and find forum and type a message to us. I will see you now tomorrow between 9 and 4. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.